All right, welcome back to it on a Tuesday. Good to have you here. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. You can go there to find the podcast of this program. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We appreciate the support. We certainly do. This is kind of a surprising ruling to some coming out of Virginia. A Virginia judge has blocked the city of Charlottesville effort to remove the Confederate statue that sparked that deadly confrontation between far-left and far-right activists in 2017. Circuit Judge Richard Moore ruled that any attempts to remove the Robert E. Lee statue violate a state law protecting war memorials. The decision ends a lawsuit filed in March of 2017 opposing the Charlottesville City Council vote to remove the statue on grounds that it sends a racist message. The planned removal prompted that rally and that confrontation that ended in the death of Heather Heyer being run over by a neo-Nazi, as you will recall, in 2017. The judge's ruling also applies to a Confederate statue of Stonewall Jackson in the same city of Charlottesville. Siding with the plaintiffs and against the city, Moore wrote that the state law protecting war memorials does not have discriminatory intent. Here's what he wrote in part. I don't think I can infer that a historical preservation statute intended to be racist. Certainly, racism was on their minds, but we should not judge the current law by that intent. So, obviously, not the expected outcome for many, and something that has certainly upset plenty of people, as they wanted those statues removed, and it led to that confrontation, as you well know. But tearing down historical markers doesn't change what happened in the Civil War. In fact, I would argue that if you leave the statues, they provoke conversation. They provoke conversation about race, race relations, slavery, why the South and the North went to war, what the outcomes of the Civil War were and why slavery was permanently abolished by then Republican President Abraham Lincoln. These are all important conversations to have. You don't learn from history by destroying it. You learn from history by studying it and remembering it, not by plowing it down because you need a safe space. In fact, that is ludicrous, I would say. Absolutely ludicrous. So there you go. And we'll keep an eye on that. But I was surprised by that outcome. Here's a little something for you that, you know, I don't even know what to make of this. As I was talking to Devin Nunez yesterday, we talked about what it's like to live in California. And he lives in the San Joaquin Valley area in central California. He's not in he's not in Los Angeles. He's not in San Francisco. And he grew up as a farmer, which is an interesting backstory to him. But he says he has watched California go from being somewhat split and left-leaning to radically left to a one-party control state because of ballot harvesting. Now, keep this in mind. If you don't understand ballot harvesting, let me explain. Ballot harvesting means that a ballot to vote is mailed to your house. You don't go to a precinct. You don't show ID. It's mailed to your house. And every person with a driver's license gets one. You heard me right. That means if you're an illegal alien with a driver's license in California, good chance you're going to get this ballot in the mail. Then what happens? Well, people will drive around the neighborhood and they'll have a list. And, well, it's a Democrat or Republican. They'll go knock on the door. And they'll say, gee, Bob, I see here you're a Republican, but have you voted? Or you're a Democrat. Have you voted? More Democrats than Republicans in California. So they go out and they gather up all of these votes and they fill their vehicle with hundreds or thousands of ballots and then they deliver them to the precinct. Do you see a problem with that idea? Like voter fraud? Does that come to mind? In fact, what is illegal in 49 states is what they do in California now. The chance of a Republican winning anything in California going forward is nil. Oh, hey, Bob. Can I buy you a beer? Oh, and would you fill out your ballot for me, please? Because I need to take it down to the precinct and get your vote counted. Yeah, vote for the Democrats, if you wouldn't mind. You see how absurd that is? How utterly ridiculous it is to have the notion that somehow going out and having somebody pick up the ballots empowers people? It empowers fraud. It empowers lawlessness. It empowers people who want to be in control of you and everyone else. And you should pray to God that we don't ever see that in any other state. Because ballot harvesting is a direct affront to to your vote being worth anything. If your neighbor doesn't want to go vote, okay, that's part of the process. Not voting is a choice as well. If your neighbor doesn't want to vote, but they come and offer him a free Coke or beer or sandwich or whatever it is to fill in the blank the way they want it to be filled in, that's a problem. Not to mention these ballots. I mean, do you think they could possibly be inspected on the way to the precinct? Oh, Bob voted the wrong way. We'll throw that one in the trash. And so did Sally and so did Sue. We'll get rid of those. But Debbie and Don, they voted the way we wanted to. We'll put those in the pile. You see, ballot harvesting is illegal in 49 states for good reason. It's a terrible, terrible idea. The jungle primary, also a terrible idea. It's right up there with the national popular vote idea. Terrible idea that will never work and would undermine the way the Constitution was written. Speaking of California, by the way, California has also just added Iowa to its travel ban. California travel ban listed for Iowa because of the state's new prohibition against funding sex change operations, gender transition surgeries not covered under Medicaid in Iowa. And for that reason, and that reason alone, California has issued a travel ban to the state of Iowa. Well, gosh, that's tough. I guess we're going to live with that. I could live with that. The announcement came from State Attorney General Xavier Becerra, and that means as of October 4th, California will no longer offer taxpayer-funded trips to Iowa for any public employee or student at a state-run university. So if you're studying agriculture and you want to go to Iowa to study corn, well, you can't do that because they won't pay for transgender surgery. And you wonder what's wrong with this country. A little frightening, isn't it? 52 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
September is weight loss and body contouring month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virju body contouring and cellulite reduction packages. Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals, and September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Place your